Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 8th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Apple is taking new measures within iOS to prevent aftermarket battery swaps for the iPhone. As detailed by iFixit, Apple has activated a dormant software lock in iOS that blocks features like battery health in settings when an iPhone uses a battery that was not installed by Apple itself. Essentially, if your iPhone needs a new battery and you take it upon yourself to replace that battery, the Settings app will display a service message that says Apple is unable to verify the battery is genuine and that battery health statistics will not be available. Perhaps most notably, this message will appear whether you install an aftermarket battery or an official battery from Apple. The only scenario in which it doesn't appear is when Apple itself or an Apple-authorized service provider does the battery swap. All of this stems from a Texas Instruments microcontroller that Apple has started putting on its batteries. This controller has an authentication feature that includes details for pairing the battery to the iPhone's logic board. If the authentication key provided by the battery doesn't match what your iPhone is expecting, you'll get that service warning in the Settings app. Apple and its service partners are the only ones who can clear that message. According to iFixit, this new software feature is in both iOS 12 and the iOS 13 beta, though it only affects the iPhone XR, iPhone XS, and iPhone XS Max. Apple's argument for the software lock likely stems from the safety concerns that arise when replacing a battery. On the other hand, iFixit notes that this practice only further reduces repair options for iPhone owners amid the right to repair legal battle. In other news, Apple today has updated its iOS version statistics for developers. Apple publishes these numbers every few months based on usage traffic to the App Store. The company says today that 88% of all iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch models are now running iOS 12. That percentage rises to 90% if counting only devices released in the last 4 years. Apple also details that 7% of devices are running iOS 11, while another 5% are still holding on to earlier iOS releases, likely because they're using devices that cannot be updated to iOS 11 or later. At the end of May, Apple said that 85% of devices were using iOS 12 and that 87% of devices introduced in the last 4 years were running iOS 12. Essentially, both statistics have risen 3 percentage points in those 2 months. These iOS upgrade rates also represent an increase compared to the iOS 11 cycle. At approximately the same time last year, iOS 11 adoption was at 85%. Of course, iOS 13 is just over a month away, at which point these trackers will be reset and Apple's focus will shift to increasing iOS 13 adoption over the course of the next year. Apple has teamed up with Eli Lilly to study whether the Apple Watch and the iPhone can be effectively used to spot early signs of dementia. Research published this week shows that Apple and Eli Lilly have been working with the health startup Evidation to find ways to more quickly and precisely detect cognitive impairments like Alzheimer's disease, and how consumer technology gadgets like the iPhone and Apple Watch can play a part. Employees from Apple, Eli Lilly, and Evidation are listed on this research. The study included an 82-person healthy control group and 31 individuals with varying stages of cognitive decline and dementia. Participants were given an iPhone, an Apple Watch, and the Bedit sleep tracker. During the early stage study, researchers found that people with symptoms of cognitive decline typed more slowly, typed less regularly, and sent fewer text messages than healthy participants. There is, however, a tricky balance to maintain with this type of research. The study did not draw any conclusions, with researchers saying that more analysis is needed. Additionally, researchers were hesitant to share the results with patients because there's not much people can do to stem that cognitive decline. Putting the research itself aside, however, this is yet another example of Apple's growing efforts in the health industry. This study is the first to link Apple to Eli Lilly, and it's certainly possible that more research is taking place as we speak. Rounding out today, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the hottest Apple deals today. Trevor?
Thursday's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Best Buy's new Apple Watch Series 3 sale, which clears out cellular model inventory with up to $175 off. The deals start at $309 shipped. However, if you need a GPS-only model, Amazon is currently taking the usual $80 off, with deals starting around $200. We also have a number of offers on Apple's official smart cover and keyboards for 10.5-inch iPads, so whether you have the latest iPad Air or the previous generation 10.5-inch iPad Pro, you'll find deals starting at $29.50 over at 9to5toys.com. Of course, you'll also want to make sure you're following us on Twitter with the same name, at 9to5toys, so you don't miss any of the best deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Other new things on 9to5 Mac today include our full coverage of iOS 13 Developer Beta 6, which Apple released yesterday. We also have the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sindel. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. A quick programming note, there will not be a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily tomorrow, but we will be back in full force on Monday. If you like 9to5 Mac Daily, please subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and review to help more people find the show. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.